Welcome everybody, Shir number 876, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting thing, they have a new, it's an interesting food. It's called a multi-grain squares. It looks like a rice cake. It looks just like a rice cake. I know Pashkes makes it, possibly others, but it's basically multi-grains. Right, so we've learned in the past. So let's backtrack a minute. So we've spoken about regular rice cakes in general. A person makes hadama. The place can move say mezonos. If someone makes a mezonos, the v'dievet for sure, it's okay. Again, it's a machlekes in general. We say a ho hadama lechatchila v'dievet mezonos is also good. But I just wanted to bring it to people's attention that this multi-grain, it says on it, ultra-thin multi-grain squares, and these multi-grain squares are not, there's rice in there, but there's also corn pieces, there's oats, there's rye, there's wheat, and so on. And of course, it's the grains. It's not the flour itself. So it's interesting to note, it says in the ingredients, I'm just bringing it, I just wanted to let everybody know, to be aware, even though technically it's the same bracha. The bracha is still bar pri adama, and they bring down on the back, on the side, that the bracha is bar pri adama. And it's a lot of obviously the Jewish companies, many times they'll put the bracha over there, which is the proper thing to do. So it says it's bar pri adama, but I just wanted to explain why, that it's more veho adama possibly than the regular rice cakes, because the rice cake, some want to say possibly because of the process, could be mezonos. In general, again, we do make a ho'adama. But over here, you have, it says it brings down this whole grain wheat, whole grain rice, and these are mamish whole grains, oats, and they're mamish whole grains. And they're somewhat recognized, they're pretty recognizable. They're just packed together. Again, how they're made, but be it as it may, they are whole grains. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. And of course, the after bracha would be bari nefashos in that case, just like the rice cake. But it mamish looks, if you look at it, a person would think that it's the same exact thing as a rice cake. But just to be aware that this would be a real ho'adama for that reason. We learned in the past, and our simon, which we are we're working on right now, simon reish ches, right? We're working on the second part of the simon, which is has to do with the bracha achas me'en shalosh. But the first part spoke about rice, spoke about the grains, if you eat grains, whole grains, how it works, and if they're recognizable, if they're, if they're made into a flour and so on. So I just happened to have seen this items, so it's a good thing to bring up that one should be careful. It does say a bore pri huadama. In general, if somebody is not aware of the proper bracha, it is a good thing, as much as possible we've spoken about in the past also, to call the kashrus agency and just find out what the bracha is, because even if you look at it and you'll see possibly the grains and the ground up, it's very, very hard to, it's, as what I'm trying to say is, to apply the halachas we're learning, it one could apply, but many of the foods are made in various different ways, and for various different reasons, they might have a little bit of a different twitch to it, whereby it might be a different bracha. And even in these grains, if you'll say, so you have all these various different grains put together, and even if there might be some flour, wheat flour, right? Just reviewing, we want to try and review everything that we've learned in conjunction with these multi-grain squares. So even if somebody will have, even if a company makes them and they're putting in flour or whatever the case might be, but they put in the flour to keep it all together, let's say, right, something along those lines. So again, back to the same thing, that flour becomes tuffel, even though it might be wheat flour, right? If it's corn flour, so then we said bechlal, corn flour, anything made from corn flour, right? Somebody has a corn muffin made from pure corn flour without any regular flour in it, without any spelt or whatever. Regular corn flour would be a shahakal, right? If it's pure without any wheat flour in it. If it has wheat flour in it and the wheat flour is there for taste, so then it's a mezonos, right? But if the flour is there, let's say like in these multi-grains, will be there to keep all the grains together. So again, the same story, that would all be bottled to the grains themselves, and that will be a borei pri huadama. Okay, so that's an interesting thing that I happen to have seen. I just want another quick item in reference to blueberries. Blueberries, regular blueberries that are store-bought. It's a little bit, obviously, a different subject, but the blueberries that are store-bought, we're not going to get into all the halachas right now is in general as to how the bushes grow, bushes and trees. But in general, one should just be aware of blueberries. When it's store-bought, it's a ha'etz, a berapriyo ha'etz. Some people were under the impression, myself also, that it possibly will be a ho'adama. It goes by the way that it's grown. And these blueberries apparently, especially in America, the ones that are in America, in the regular supermarket that are packaged, these blueberries are grown on larger bushes, which is basically a tree. They're tall, apparently, from what I heard, they're between 6 and 8 feet tall. But once it's more than 3 tefachim high, then in general we say, and it produces fruit from year to year and so on. It's continuous growing fruit above 3 tefachim high. In general, we make a bora pri ho'et. So that's, one has to be careful. If blueberries in general are, Rabbanah brings it down in his sefer, if the blueberries are in the wild, and they're very low bushes, So then, below 3 tefachim and so on. So then you will be talking about a ho'adama. Somebody goes and picks, but those you have to be extremely careful. It has infestation. There's apparently white worms in it. So one has to be careful. You can't just pull off blueberries from a bush and start eating. They have to be checked and washed and so on. So that's a little bit more of a complicated issue. But the point I just wanted to bring out is the regular blueberries bought in the store, bought blueberries. Some people are under the impression of Adama, myself included. So we should know that it is a ho'etz because of the fact that it's grown on taller type bushes, which makes it into a ho'etz. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch.